We are one of the few communities that still haven't enacted a trash fee. We pick up our own trash with our own crew, and for years we've been subsidizing it with tax dollars. And with the tax caps right now, it's just putting a bigger burden on the budget, and I elected to ask the council to help us out and to implement a $5 per month fee.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that include recycling collection, or is that separate now?
No, that's going to be all toll $5, and there's going to be a slightly higher fee for businesses and for nonprofits, but I believe that's $10 a month. And mm-hmm. But for residents per unit, it'll be $5, and that'll include both trash and recycling.
Now, when you have the setup between not only the residents, but also you've got larger units as well, too, multi-units, as well as the businesses in Whiting, what kind of service does the city offer these different types of customers?
Yeah, that's another difference between Whiting and other communities is currently we pick up both trash and recycling for free for all residents and multi-units and businesses and restaurants. So we pick up for everybody, and there hasn't been a charge to date. This is just a new fee that we're trying to enact, and I think we're behind the times a little bit from other communities.
Now, I know that this, of course, this major collection effort has been something that has given the city of Whiting something to crow about. It's gotten you up there on the list of cities across Indiana that do a lot of recycling and, in turn, have done your best to keep as much waste out of the landfill as you possibly can.
Yeah, we've been blessed. We actually have... at some point through the year, every unit in the community participates in recycling. So I use the number broadly that we have 100% recycling participation. And we check that routinely a couple times a year to make sure that everybody's participating. But that's actually reduced our cost over time considerably. And one of the things that I try to tell people is that in 2004, our recycling fees were almost $300,000. Our total municipal solid waste fees were about $300,000. And mm-hmm. a small community today, we're about $190,000 today. So we reduced our fees because of the benefits of recycling.
Now, the way things are set up right now, where does the Whiting trash go and where do the recyclables go?
Yeah, we work with a vendor. The vendor takes all the recycling from us and takes it to a MRF, which then processes recycling for the secondary market. Mm-hmm. Just same thing with the trash. The same vendor does that, and then he handles it through his own disposal methods and into the landfill. So every ton we can take out of the trash goes to recycling. It goes from being an expense to being a cost neutral item.
Now, when is the Whiting City Council supposed to take up the creation of the solid waste collection fee?
I believe we're actually having public hearings on July 18th, mm-hmm. and then pending the approval after that, within a few weeks, we'll probably have that passed through the council.
And one of the other things that I know that you've asked City Council to take a look at here is looking at increasing the city's water and sewer rates. I imagine probably in large part the fees have to go up because of the same thing, too. You probably have increased costs there, too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And what I'm trying to do is request the council to kind of put a system in place that will actually be palatable for both the residents and for the city. Nobody likes to get a 30 or 40% increase in their water bill every 10 years. So what we want to try to do is enacted on January 1st of 18, we'd like to increase the cost of living for both the water and the sewer departments at 3% per year. That'll cover any additional capital expenses that we undertake, and it'll also help us maintain the cost of living for our expenses.
Now, as far as taking care of expenses for water processing and the like here, are you finding that because there's some different guidelines for tests and things like that, that's kind of added to the cost?
Yeah, I think we're preparing for that, right? I mean, the state is certainly looking at tightening testing for lead and making the testing program a little more expansive than it is today. And, of course, once you test and we're doing some analysis of our water lines and trying to keep ahead of it with our capital plan, we'll try to use that money then to kind of stay ahead of the curve.
Now, does the timetable that you've set up here, you mentioned about the solid waste collection fees being brought up here later in the month, or in August, are going to basically are likely to carry on, I guess, maybe you'll have public hearings on the water and sewer rates at about the same time?
Yeah, actually, we're going to do it all on the same day, and that way people can come and speak their, make their voice heard, and I can give them a chance or at least give an explanation for why we're doing it, and so everybody understands that.
Have you heard back from residents in Whiting, especially about having to set up the trash collection fee and recycling fee?
Yeah, nobody really likes to pay more money, but we've had some great comments and some encouragement. At the same time, people are always concerned we're raising fees, but certainly not a big backlash. We're trying to do it logically and sensibly, so people don't end up getting hit too hard. And at the same time, we're trying to make sure our expenses and we cover our expenses from year to year.